This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's do this. Take a mania. 9 o'clock. It's been 2 weeks since we've done one, so I've been chomping at the bit. We do it every Friday at 9 o'clock. The worst takes of the week. Try to take down the defending reigning champion. I have to go back and count. I think we've had about a dozen or so, maybe 15 different champions this year so far. Angelo Cataldi is the longest reigning one of 8 weeks. I don't know that we'll ever have an eight-week one again. We'll recap all of it at the end of the year. All the great bad takes will be put into a big jumbo tourney stew at the end of the year. But right now, this is the defending champ. This is Joy Taylor. She was on the Joe Budden podcast and talking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, saying that, boy, the dust-up that they had earlier this season, that's the main thing that's put Caitlin Clark on the map.
The Magic Johnson, Larry Bird moment for the WNBA. Like, this is great. I'm a storyteller. I think storylines are so important. I think you need villains. I think you need heroes. Mm-hmm. You need to sell. You got to sell a fight. Like, brand all of this. Mm-hmm. And it upset white men to watch this strong, winning, unapologetic black woman be in their, you know, it being Caitlin's face.
In their savior's face.
Yeah. And they still cling to it. And it's now like spun to this whole thing where like Caitlin's better than Angel and blah, blah, blah. I just said we would not be talking about Caitlin Clark the way that we do if it wasn't for that moment with Angel Reese. I will die on this hill.
I was with you until that.
I will die on this hill.
Oh, brother.
I will die on this hill.
Joy.
I will fight this
hill. Joy, chill out.
She said, chill out. Chill out. My favorite part at the very end. There's That's a bleep the part, and a chill out.
The tough part about that, and I've noticed whenever we play that, there's some people that just turn their brains off in the first half of it.
Yeah.
And they'll get angry at us because she says some things that are true. Like, yes, there are some people that make it a racial element. And there's no denying that, yeah, people love some kind of animosity between two players and everything. It's when she took it too far in the second half. That was where she went over the top and she flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
And she completely ruined. And she had pointed out that dynamic and that, you know what, with some people, yes, of course, like as anything else in life, there's always going to be a racial element to it or whatever. But then to turn it into, that's the only reason people think anything of Caitlin Clark.
Right.
It was an awful take. And she did herself in. She could have had a good point going.
She did herself in.
She could have had a good point going, and then she lost the plot
and
there.
As
the other people on the podcast would tell you.
A room full of black men laughed her out of the room on that take.
It was like, all right, you took it too far. All right, you're bringing up some good things. I'm with you. Yep. Oh, no. Okay, you lost it. Yeah.
So that's the reigning defending champion right now. I've got four contenders, Seth. This is a small snippet right here, but for the amount of seconds it took, it got a lot of Texan fans like, what are you talking about here?
Yeah.
This is Adam Rank of the NFL Network, and I guess he does a thing. He's got a gimmick where with each NFL team, he puts up their whole schedule on the board, and he does the thing with each game, goes game by game, and either touches the green screen or the red screen for a win or a loss and goes through the entire schedule rapid fire over like 3 or 4 minutes and drops videos for all 32 teams. So he's doing the Texans one. Ultimately, he has the Texans at 8-9. That's not what got him into Take-A-Mania. The Texans could very well finish 8-9 this year. We don't know. But he gets to the Week 15 game against Arizona. I don't know what he had the Texans record at this point. But this was his analysis. He picks Arizona, by the way. This was his analysis as to why, I guess.
This is a winnable game, but it's the J.J. Watt revenge game. I'm going to go with a loss.
Okay, so the J.J. Watt revenge game? What was he talking about?
If you're going to pull the... I mean, maybe he was thinking DeAndre Hopkins and he pulled off the J.J. Watt part. I don't know. I don't get it.
I guess. The only two possibilities... My son James is insistent that Adam Rank might not know that J.J. Watt is retired and that J.J.'s actually playing in this game.
Yeah, he thinks J.J.'s playing. And then also, like, it wasn't, like, there was no trade. It was, yeah. J.J. was a free agent.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense on any level.
J.J.'s not even conducting himself like he's seeking revenge on the Texans. It's quite the opposite. He's had his name put up in the Ring of Honor. He works out in the building when he's in Houston.
Whenever you say revenge game, yeah. And the listener has to think, wait, who's seeking revenge on whom? Mm-hmm.
It's a bad joke, is what it is.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about here. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a bad joke. You know?
It's a bad take, but I give him a pass because he's going rapid fire through every game in the league and everything, and he's just kind of freelancing there. So I'll give him a pass.
Okay,
on that one.
Yeah. Joy Taylor kicks out. Yeah, Adam Rank. All right, a couple more here. A couple basketball ones, and then we got a football one. This was Paul Pierce on his show on FS1. They're having a discussion about scoring in basketball. The context of the discussion is not relevant here. This is the line that got everybody worked up on the interwebs. This is Paul Pierce saying, I'm the best pure scorer of all time.
I was probably the best pure scorer ever in the history of the game because I was pretty equipped. When I think about it, I'm just saying, like, I need to be in this conversation.
Could you pull up from the elbow?
I got
could
all
you knock
that.
Down the three?
All that.
Could you back
three
him down?
Three-point contest champ.
Could you turn around?
All of that. Post up.
Could you dunk?
All of that. Okay. I was shooting. I must have been one of the most equipped.
Okay. So I don't know who's gassing him up there, like doing the whole thing. Paul Pierce says this statement. I was the best pure scorer in the history of the game. And I don't know who that was saying, could you do this? Yep. Yeah, could you do this?
That's the part I almost want to give the co-host. I want to give the co-host in being a cheerleader for him and all of that. Like, well, yeah, being able to do it is great, but many other greats scorers can do those things as well. Do you do it better than those guys?
Think of the guys that Paul Pierce is definitively declaring he is better than at putting the ball in the basket. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron James is the number one point getter of all time. I think Paul Pierce is using the phrase scorer as a little bit of a different thing and just like the total number of points. It's the way in which you get
right. Yeah, can you do it from all range?
Yeah.
LeBron became a better pure scorer as his career progressed and he developed his outside shot and all of that.
Yep. Kevin Durant. Do you rather have Kevin Durant or Paul Pierce as a pure scorer?
Pierce is in the conversation for best pure scorer of all time, depending on how big you make the group.
Yeah.
He averaged 19.7 points over his career.
Yeah.
He totaled 18th most points in NBA history. But if you look at, like, just say compared to Kevin Durant with career field goal percentage is 50%, whereas Pierce's is 44.5%.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I appreciate you putting yourself in the conversation, but you can't hold a candle to some of the truly elite top five type guys.
I agree with that. I think you could just go Kevin Durant and it's checkmate. You can define it, if you want to define it the different ways that you can score, if you want to define it purely in the sheer volume of points. Pierce's average was dragged down by some years at the end where he was an aging player. I'll give him latitude on that. But I just go Kevin Durant, checkmate on something like that. Is it worse than Joy Taylor? That's the question, Seth.
He's trumping up himself. Yeah. It's a bad take. usually I give people a pass. I give Deion a pass a couple times because he was talking about his own son.
Sure.
Yeah, like, say, so, all right, it's a bad take, but I get it. Yeah. I can maybe see myself doing the same thing.
Yeah. We've got two more contenders here.
No, it's not worse than Joy Taylor's.
Not worse.
And part of it is that Joy Taylor at least got checked on her bad take, whereas Paul Pierce had a cheerleader in the room with him, cheering
up,
him on.
Yeah. Doing his take, yeah. Yeah. So that's partially on the gasser-upper. All right, this is a quick basketball one. John Hollinger, who is a longtime basketball writer. He was in the Memphis front office for a while. Very big into the analytics, I think. He's a founder or certainly a driver of the efficiency rating, the PER, player efficiency rating, that ESPN uses these days. He was on Zach Lowe's podcast and had this to say about the Rockets' roster composition after all these moves that they've made.
I think it's been really good. I do wonder how this is actually going to play out on the court. I mean, there are no real wings on this team, and there is one point guard that they trust.
Well, what is Eason? What is Finney Smith and what is Amen Thompson? Are they not wings? Are they just everythings?
If you were building a team from scratch, you would have all of them at the four.
Okay, and I know the definition of 1 through 5 as positions has become a lot less defined through the years. A lot more teams just throwing their five best guys out there. If Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith and Tari Eason, and I'll throw Dorian Finney-Smith in there, although I've not watched nearly as much of him as these other guys. If they're not wings, then what the hell is a wing in the NBA?
I've been trying to, you know, when somebody that's a pretty smart person and not like a full-time basketball person says something that sounds stupid, my first reaction is, okay, there's probably something I'm missing here and there's more nuance to it.
Yeah.
But the actual take, he didn't say, what did he say, real wings?
They
or
have
no wings?
Hit it one more time, Ben.
I think it's been really good. I do wonder how this is actually going to play out on the court. I mean, there are no real wings on this team.
There are no real wings on this team.
He tried to clarify in talking about the diversity of wings and what have you, but no, it's a bad take. It's just factually incorrect.
Yeah.
So he didn't talk. The take wasn't that they don't have the assortment of guys that I would like or whatever. So this beats Joy Taylor.
It beats Joy Taylor. All right.
Yeah.
John Hollinger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't want to poison the water. I don't want to get in your brain, Seth, and start to take my opinion because you're the judge and jury on this. I just bring in the talent. You book the matches. But I feel like John Hollinger might be a short-time champion. I just feel that way. He might be a short. We got one left, a short-time champion. We'll see. Kevin Keatsman, formerly of 810 up in Kansas City, not our sister station. He was part of 810 for many, many years. Owned the station, actually, until they got rid of him because he was controversial. got rid of the station that got rid of by the station that he owned.
They fired the owner?
I guess, yeah.
It's like when Elon got fired from one of his companies, right?
Yeah. So he's got his own podcast now and had this to say about Patrick Mahomes when he got a gander of Patrick Mahomes shirtless vacation pictures.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves, from that one place over in Leawood where he gets it all the time. It's time, dude. It's time.
Okay.
Every time I listen to it, you get more. I'm so angry with him because I'm in a position of defending Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I felt this way all week long that I wish he hadn't rescued himself with the explanation of the fried chicken comment. I really wish he had, because then it would have blown up. This is the problem. For one, the picture that emerged last week, you cannot tell me that's fat.
No.
That's not Instagram shape. But no. He sounds like, even though he confesses to being a flabby 60-year-old as he's giving this statement, he sounds like some bogus fitness influencer who loves to get engagement by calling people fat unless they have shredded abs or something.
Yeah.
You know, like by quarterback standards, he doesn't have a great body, but there's no part about it where he looks fat. Two, he lives in Kansas City. This guy, he lives in Kansas City. And he's speculating as to whether Mahomes works out or anything. You can find any number of videos that shows the way that Pat Mahomes has been training. And he does kind of like some pretty cool stuff to strengthen his core and stuff that help quarterbacks out. In which three, this is just a stupid take. It made it sound like in his mind, in this guy's mind, he thinks that quarterbacks strengthen their arms by doing like bicep curls and stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's somehow that it's actual arm exercises that get them stronger, when in fact it's all the leg and core and everything else that goes into the where you get power from in throwing a football or a baseball or anything else like that.
So
this especially because he lives in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he was even trying to go viral with this or anything. He's just that uninformed about his own quarterback. Yes, this is the worst take.
All right, we had two title changes this week, too. Joy Taylor, you're off the hook twice.
It really is. And you know what, Mahomes, if there weren't so many pictures of shirtless quarterbacks like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Eli Manning or whatever, where you can see how unimpressive their physiques are.
Yeah.
Brett Favre didn't start looking like he had a good physique until after he was out of football
right. And
took up the triathlon, remember?
Yep,
and all of a sudden it's shredded Brett Favre. Like are you going to tell me Ben Roethlisberger, the all-time example of, and probably if Ben Roethlisberger had lost weight, it might have been bad for him, because there is a certain, you'll hear some quarterbacks will say this, that having a certain amount of heft to you helps when you're taking all those hits. So this is just a horrendously bad take. It made even worse because now I have to defend Pat Mahomes.
It feels bad. All right, so new champ, Kevin Kietzman, from Kansas City. I don't even know if I gave out his name. I think I just said he owned the station and then we started playing the take. Kevin Kietzman is his name. He's the new champ.
Hey, which Houston athlete right now would be most likely for somebody to go after erroneously and say, well, you know what, honestly, I would say CJ Stroud and Pat Mahomes have kind of similar
body types.
They're bigger than you think. than you expect. Like, you know, like a lot of quarterbacks that you meet them in person, and you're like, oh, you're bigger than you look on television.
Yeah.
Because they've got big frames.
Yep.
But I don't think CJ's ever going to be a guy that looks chiseled or anything.
No, no. He's
just fine because he's a quarterback, not an expectation of quarterback.
He's definitely put on a little bit of bulk this offseason.
Like,
you can
good
tell.
Weight.
Good
yeah,
weight. Yeah.
Like, going into last year, I think he's added. Caserio talked about it with us. You know, he's put some muscle mass on his lower body.
I'll tell you the one for me. I think if your question was like of Houston athletes, which are the ones who have body types where you're like, man, I don't know if that guy gets after it or works out he's eating Taco Bell to use Keats.
Or even
thing.
If they work out, it's just yeah.
Christian Walker has a dad bod and is an actual dad now too. He was on paternity leave. Christian Walker's got a little bit of paunch, you know,
but he's muscular. You know, like yeah. it's built. You can tell that he doesn't just abandon all effort.
He's not fat.
It.
He's just got sort of some paunch.
For a guy that even when he's striking out a lot, when he does hit the ball, he hits it hard.
He does.
You know, like that's for a power hitter. Or anybody that wants some element of power in their swing. Yeah, like you get a pass when you're a baseball player. Baseball players in general get a lot of passes. Hey,
for sure.
That might be the sport that has the most disconnect between
conditioning.
Can you tell how good the player is by his physique or
no
not?
Question about it. No, yeah. no question about it. All right, Payne and Pinder.
No, and even with, I wouldn't say conditioning because a lot of, it's like with linemen in football. Yeah. There's an ideal body weight and for football, you know, for linemen, it doesn't mean that you're poorly conditioned that you got some extra body fat. It's that you gotta find the right balance between body weight and conditioning.
One of the biggest stories of the week in baseball, we get some clarity on an all-time great rips an announcer who probably pulled the curtain back a little too far, I would guess. We will have the audio for you coming up on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.